got our friend Tony P on the phone, right?
Good morning, Tony P.
Hey, Carlos and Steve. How's it going?
It's going great. You are one of 20 restaurants serving food at this Saturday's Live at the Vineyards. It's a great occasion to get you on and talk about pizza and Italian cooking. But first, I want to ask you about those snazzy-looking delivery vehicles. Why doesn't everybody do it that way?
I don't know. If you're going to drive, you better drive in style, driving, right?
What are those, Fiats?
Yeah, we have seven Fiat 500s all painted up like little race cars.
Tony Pasquini, keeping it Italian. One of the things I've noticed about your pizzas, Tony, is that it's really like Italian cooking on a nice little pizza tray. It's almost like, you know, what's a pizza but just a way to serve your Italian food? Am I getting the right clue?
Well, yeah, we just try and provide good, authentic food at an affordable price. I mean, we're not trying to be fancy. We're not some gourmet Italian place. We're just kind of a family place with family recipes, and put good food on the table like our family did for generations.
You come from the restaurant business?
Oh yeah, I started working in a restaurant when I was 10. So I have 38 years experience of making Italian food, but that's just in the restaurant. We always our family always made food around the table, made our own gnocchi, lasagna, pasta, we're Italian. That's what you do. You make food.
So, yeah, Tony was 10 when he opened his original restaurant on Broadway. Back in, forget it.
Actually, I was 20, but yeah.
All right. Tony Pasquini with us. They've got locations on 17th Avenue and in Highland. Now, let's get to the menu for this Saturday. I'm looking at, what is this, stuffed mushroom pizza?
Actually, we're doing stuffed mushroom appetizers.
Oh, so, nice.
We're basically baking a bunch of stuffed mushrooms with white wine and shallots and garlic and fresh parsley and basil and other herbs, secret herbs. And we're serving it on a crostini, which is basically Italian little toast points. And it's just an excellent recipe. We bake them in our pizza wood-burning ovens. And we'll be serving thousands of them to all the great Cuvo listeners.
And you've got a dessert item as well.
Yeah, we have a flourless chocolate cake that's been a recipe at my restaurants and previous to that at my bakery. It's flourless, gluten-free, and it's just kind of a rich, dense chocolate cake, and it's excellent.
Tony Pasquini from Tony P's joining us again at this year's Live at the Vineyards. Always a line across from your table. When's that next pizza ready? When's that next pizza ready?
Yeah, get there early because there's always 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people lined up at our table. So.
All right, you and Carlos have been kind of cooking something up. So what do you guys have planned here? What's coming?
Well, Tony, you know, it's almost here. You're right. Steve's right. We've been kind of going back and forth on this for a little bit, and we're talking about the kickoff to a new series, a live broadcast once a month from Tony P's, pretty much on the third Saturday of every month, but that could change a little bit. And we're finally going to kick this off, just like the old days. It won't be every week, but it'll be at least once a month. Tony, you've had live jazz and funk and R&B every Friday and Saturday night at Tony P's up here on 17th Avenue now for quite a while. People like Rod Buckner, Buckner Funk and Jazz, and others. But now we're going to go live on the air Saturday night, the 23rd of August, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, we're extremely excited. We have a beautiful room where Dr. Rod Buckner's been playing as a house band. Rod's been playing around Denver for 40 years now. Great trumpet player. He's got a seven-piece jazz and funk band. So they've been our house band for a while now, and we have a beautiful lounge upstairs at Tony P's, and this August 23rd we're starting off with Johnny O, famed blues guitarist, and then Rod's going to sit in and do some trumpet work with him as well, so we're extremely excited.
Yeah, and again, the music starts at what time normally on Saturday nights?
Fridays and Saturdays, music starts about 8:15 every Friday, Saturday, but we have our live broadcast from 10 to 12 starting on the 23rd.
Yeah, so that, again, that's this month, August 23rd, and quickly, for those of you who don't know, the music may stop on Saturday nights, but it starts up again on Sunday, something very exciting no one else in the city is doing, and that is, of course, the big gospel performances and the gospel brunch on Sundays.
Yeah, we've teamed up with a bunch of churches around around Denver, and every Sunday we have a different church that comes in with their gospel group, and we have a great gospel brunch upstairs with it's just such a great feeling, great atmosphere, and it's for a good cause. We donate 20% of the sales to the church that we sponsor that that Sunday. Yeah. And it's just a wonderful event every Sunday.
I don't know how you do it, Tony, where you find all the time and the energy, but you do, and you give a lot back, and we love being associated with you.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with Kuvo. We've had a relationship for, 30 years now, and we're excited to be part of the Kuvo community.
30 years, huh?
Somebody's getting old. I'm just going to sit back and watch you guys the way y'all do it.
We both had more hair 30 years ago.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Tony Pasquini making it happen this weekend, live at the Vineyards, serving up their stuffed mushrooms and other stuff with location at 17th Avenue and in Highland, TonyP'sPizza.com. Thank you for doing what you do, man. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, thanks for having me on.